weekly warm pipe.
All right, spookiness continuing with all the spooky topics. Woo! For Halloween, for the October season.
It's October.
We figured we'd throw in a couple more timely episodes here with the spooky season. We wanted to talk about, I guess it'd be like promotional items that are themed for the holiday, right? I think that's kind of the gist of it.
I think so.
As you brought up about, they did it last year, but now they're coming back again. McDonald's is bringing back those buckets, the
that's
Halloween
right.
buckets.
But I gotta say, Russ, as a purist, I'm disappointed. These
is it the same reason why I'm upset?
probably. Number one, our buckets only had one face.
Oh, okay.
These have
like on one side, you mean?
Or? Yeah, these have like a face on like three sides.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess is kind of fun because it kind of gives like a slightly different look on each one.
Mm-hmm.
But where the real disappointment lies is they don't give you a lid.
Absolutely. And they didn't last year. It was like
this weird
attachment
middle piece and
on the handle.
On a picture, it looks like a lid. But it's like, how much more money could a lid have cost? You're talking about just not much plastic here.
Right.
And then that's my first thought. And then B, why even make this thing at all? Like, what does this do?
You're saying why make the middle piece?
Like, why even have it? Just leave it off. It's stupid. It's annoying.
Because then it's literally in your way, I guess.
That's it. It's either make me a real lid, McDonald's, or get rid of this stupid piece that no one is buying as a lid.
Right.
It's stupid. It's stuck in poopid.
I like that. Yeah, I think I got the ghost one last year, and we have put some of our candy in it that we, you know, we just buy to snack on. But I guess you could use this if you and your child are going trick-or-treating. You want to fill that up. I mean, most people would. I see now a lot these, like, what are they? They're like a wand with like a hand or like a, you know, like a ghoulish hand with a bag attached to that. Have you seen those?
No, that's weird.
Yeah, they're like if you go to like Spirit Halloween or whatever. It's literally so you can hold it like a stick, right?
Okay.
So then you can be at the door and hold it out. But it's like a monster hand that then has a bag under it. So it's like.
And then do you spin the hand and the hand dumps the candy in the bag?
No. It's just like there's like a hole under the hand.
Oh.
So it's mimicking me going like this to the door and you're putting candy in my hand, but it's going through my hand.
Oh.
If that makes any sense.
That was probably made during COVID when people didn't want to touch anybody.
It could possibly. Halloween. Handbag,
like a girl.
Let me see. Yep. Okay. Here we go. I could kind of get some pictures up of this in case you guys are watching on YouTube. If not, hopefully I described this thing close enough to you.
Oh, okay. You see? Yeah, I see that. I feel
so
that.
Have, you know, they have like a skeleton hand. This
yeah,
has a
I'm guaranteeing hand. That was COVID creation.
So I was like, okay. I don't know if they have any other. Yeah, there's more. You know, you get essentially what it looks like.
Okay, I feel you.
$6.60 at Walmart. Pick yours up.
You sure it's not $6.66?
It could have been. That would have been funny.
Hey, Russ, so here's the other thing. Don't you think that McDonald's should have been smart enough to know that it's all of us people in our 30s and 40s who have nostalgic for McBoo and McPumpkin and McDoblin.
Right, right. It's like, who are you really marketing?
Who are you really marketing to? You know, it's the parents. I'm right. The one that drugged my kid to freaking McDonald's the night at 8 o'clock because I wanted the stupid bucket. They didn't even know what we were going for.
Right.
So right, give me the top that I want.
They're not going to use the bucket, right, to put the candy in.
No, we have the pumpkins, the classic pumpkins with the little strap, you know?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say it's either that or
a pillowcase.
Pillowcase, right? That's classic for sure. But it's like, yeah, you're trying to pull on our nostalgia heartstrings. Just literally make it exactly the same.
Just
maybe.
Make it the same. I am beyond frustrated. I need to. If you work for McDonald's and you listen to this podcast, call the dang number and let's talk about this.
That number is 949-682-9277.
Yes, thank you.
Other than, do we still want to go on to McDonald's? Did McDonald's have other? Well, let's see.
So they also had, like, at one point, they had, back in the day when McDonald's was still cool and commercials were on actual television that you got through a normal signal and you didn't have to have cable. I digress. They had all the cool Happy Meal characters like Birdie, Hamburglar, obviously Ronald McDonald, French Fry Guys, but they also had the McNugget Buddies. And at one point, the McNugget Buddies had Halloween costumes.
Yes, yes.
Like there was a ghost, some kind of monster. I know my mother-in-law has several of these in her basement where all the kids play. So every now and again, I look at it. I'm like, oh, these are fun. But I remember those. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, would that go?
Why don't they bring these back? Bring back McNugget Buddies.
Well, it looks like they have, what are these, Funko Pops of something.
Who cares about a Funko Pop? I want the real thing. Funko Pops are stupid.
Like these. This is what you're talking about.
Those are cool.
You got the Frankenstein, yeah. A vampire, a witch, a pumpkin, a ghost, and a mummy.
Yeah. Those are so cool.
Halloween McNugget Buddies collect all six, mix and match their costumes. Oh, so their costumes popped off then.
Yeah, but not in a perverted way. In a in a mix and match way.
Right. I will say, I went to Wendy's, if you want to talk competitors, and I know, I'm sure, maybe McDonald's has it too, but Wendy's has the, what do they call it? Boo Bucks or something.
Boo Bucks, huh? I don't
know, like you can buy a package of like coupons for like Frosties.
Okay.
To hand those out on Halloween instead of candy. So it's like, you know, $2 and you get like six.
$2 for Boo Bucks.
For six small Frosties or whatever.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, I think when I was a kid trick or treating, I got something to that fact where it was like that was kind of unique because you're used to always just getting candy.
But where's the instant gratification?
Well, I mean, hey, you got this like coupon.
What if your mom never takes you to Wendy's and then your coupon is just wasted?
How about this? You could trade it with a friend.
Ooh, there you go. I'll trade you this Boo Bucks for your Snickers.
Right. So they go to Wendy's or whatever a bunch. So I guess you could use that as trade bait.
No, I like the idea. I'm just being ridiculous.
So that's something unique. And I will say that to that point, to stay on that, at Costco, we did have, I forget the exact name of it, but it's essentially Pokemon cards. So it's like trick or trade, or forgot what they call it, but it's a pack of maybe four cards or five cards that you would hand out for trick or treating because it's themed with like, the packaging is like purple with spider webs or whatever. And you hand that out instead of candy on Halloween. You get a package of like 40 cards and it was like $30 or whatever at Costco.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So I don't know if any of your kids ever got that. So I kind of dig the alternative to candy. So you're getting a little bit more, variety of your treats, so to say.
Yes.
Understand. What are you researching something?
I'm trying to find an image stupid bucket just to people who are watching on YouTube.
I mean, I can Google search that.
Here's like a perfect image. So you can see how you can see the line, how it goes across the top. It's so dumb. Right. At least her name is McGoblin. These are from last year. There's McBoo.
Right.
Which McBoo used to be orange and not white. And there's McPumpkin. But you see, it's just some piece of plastic that goes across the top there. I'm sorry that I'm still talking about this, but it really does annoy me.
And I thought maybe enough people would have complained where they wouldn't have brought that back again for this year, but I guess it's the same design.
So I mean, I need to get on X and start complaining because if they bring that back next year, I'm boycotting.
That's it. No more McDonald's.
No more McDonald's. Send us to the crossroads.
Do we know any other fast food chain that does like Halloween promotions that you can think of. I know that obviously we did Wendy's, we did McDonald's. Maybe I'm pretty sure Burger King has something similar with the coupons. I think those three chains does.
Did I send you something from Taco Bell earlier?
Mm,
so Taco know. Bell did yeah. a oh my gosh, what's the Goosebumps crossover 1 year.
Oh wow.
And okay. they came out with these four toys. One of them was like Slappy, who is the ventriloquist puppet. And then there was like a mummy or like a skeleton head with like a mohawk or something. Okay. I can't remember. But yeah, maybe you can Google image that. Taco Bell.
Goosebumps toys.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So you get almost like a Happy Meal box essentially. And then you get, they're almost like, well, two of them kind of look like just heads. One's a mummy. Simple toys.
Yeah, that box is cool looking though. Look, that's actually when they used to try and make things cool. There's like a little, even like a little gel looking thing on it.
Oh yeah, like the, you know, the box is similar to what a Happy Meal box would look like, or Burger King box or whatever. Yeah. I'm not sure what they come in now. And what is this? Is this same era?
Same era, yeah. I wonder what year that was.
Oh, and they even had a book here too in one of them.
See? They were cool. Oh, I bet that was a Goosebumps book. That makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
good
marketing.
So sweet. Going to Taco Bell and grabbing some spooky themed. Yeah, these look cool. Look at that box.
That's when they tried, man. Back when they tried.
That art is so cool.
It is cool, right?
I want to look for one of those just for
display. I want to see the names of all the characters on that box right there.
I'm trying to zoom in correctly. Here we go. Okay, Cuddles the Horrible Hamster.
Ha! What a great name.
Skullmobile. Rappin' Mummy.
I like it.
And Slappy's Candy Keeper.
Oh, interesting. Look at that mummy skateboarding, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's so rad.
You just keep seeing more and more things. Like, being a kid and getting this is awesome.
Exactly. I mean, I'm stoked. I'm 42 years old.
This is like next level, like blows the other competition out of the world. Because I don't even think maybe McDonald's had themed like spooky Happy Meal things, but like Goosebumps was like top notch with the kids. Like, I will say too, slightly off topic but still on topic, there is a new Goosebumps series that you can watch. Me and my wife watched episode one, was Say Cheese and Die. And it was freaking awesome. I feel like it's geared more towards older kids, whereas Goosebumps is what, like, I don't know, 14 and under maybe, or something like that.
So what channel is this on?
I don't know if it's on Hulu or what. So I'll Google that to see Goosebumps series, but they have 5 episodes out right now.
Cool.
Goosebumps new series.
I hope it's on something I have. I'd love to watch it.
And also, R.L. Stein just celebrated his birthday, too, I think last week.
How old is he?
I want to say either 70 or 80.
Jeez. He's going to be in one of his own books for too long as like some kind of ghost.
His blessing. I think it's... Jeez. I guess it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, I can't bring myself to work. Getting that Satan company.
Oh, wait. What is, and Hulu, I think? Let's see. A reboot of R.L. Stein's classic Goosebumps series is premiering this weekend on Disney Plus, Hulu, and Freeform as part of Disney Plus Hollow Stream and Hulu's Huluween. So if you have Hulu, you can also watch this series. Hulu or Disney Plus. Check it out, Goosebumps. It's 5 episodes. And I remember last year we never got a chance to check it out, but they did a short series of Fear Street, which was also a book series.
Okay.
And it looked awesome. I just never got a chance to watch it. So I don't know if that's on what streaming service, but if you guys read Fear Street, that was more for the teenager as kids rather than Goosebumps was the younger.
I didn't do much reading as a kid.
You didn't go to the...
I didn't see the point of reading when I could watch it on TV.
I was gonna say you didn't go to the book fairs at school.
I did, but I ended up buying like posters and markers and other crap.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What else we got?
So one of the things I remember specifically was this Pepsi and Doritos monster match game. And I have these vivid memories of these commercials.
Okay.
And I don't really
know. Like you mean like a sweepstakes match game? Like you're getting points off the... Okay.
Something along the lines of that. I don't exactly remember, but I just remember really liking the commercials as a kid because it was like, it was just like another reminder that Halloween was nearby. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, there's a Halloween commercial on. It's so cool. It's close. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it had like the classic Universal monsters, like, you know, Frankenstein, mummy, werewolf man, Creature from the Black Lagoon, yeah. Dracula, and then whatever the woman's name is.
Bride of Frankenstein.
And I think you might have even gotten like stickers or something cool.
Okay.
In the Dorito bag or something, like a Universal Monster stickers. I don't know. But I remember just knowing that it was on TV just kind of give you this good feeling. I miss commercials so much because now with streaming, like they don't show the same kind of commercials, and I don't have cable.
That is like to a point where we can always jump in a little bit on that. Where again, I don't have cable, and I do pay for the YouTube Premium thing, so I don't have ads on there, so I won't see commercials on YouTube either.
Right.
So then there's no opportunity for me to see those like nostalgic, cool like I don't know if they're doing that anymore. I assume not, but growing up, you always, you know, you're watching your favorite program and commercials come up and it's like, oh, cool, like Doritos. Like, I definitely remember the commercial with Frankenstein coming back, like after like breaking down a Dorito truck or something.
Yeah.
And then Count Dracula answers the door and he's like, what? No dip? Or something. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go back to the store. Like,
right. Kind of thing. Exactly. Like, and like, I know you remember this one, Russ. Remember that there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's? And right. Like, the vampire, like, bit the Reese's, and you see, like, two vampire teeth in the Reese's cup. There you go.
I was just talking about that at my live stream today because I ended up eating a Reese's, and I was like, oh, yeah, it has the two, like, sink marks. And he's like, oh, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
I like to eat the peanut butter first. It's like, how do you eat the peanut butter first? Yo, you suck it out like a vampire.
Right.
Like the blood. Coagulated blood.
But then, you know, also showing some of these. I was trying to find some images here. I don't know what's 80s and 90s, but kind of here with the Pepsi with Frankenstein, and you see all the Universal monsters there partying, or like,
yeah,
this like Mountain Dew ad with like the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, he's like dragging it through some weird straw or something. Was that
super cool?
Are those stickers?
Yeah, but I
told
not
you
sure
those are the stickers from 1991. I told you there were stickers.
It does say Doritos on it.
That's sick. I remembered correctly. I'm pretty sure I had the Frankenstein one.
Nice. So you would get those inside like your bag of Doritos, I guess.
Yeah, like that was really cool as a kid.
Nice. Yeah, I said they don't have cool marketing like that anymore with the chips and stuff. I mean, we get our cereal, right?
Yeah, we definitely do our
the classics, obviously Boo Berry, Frankenberry, Count Chocula.
Now they're trying Carmella Creeper. Not good.
Some of the other cereals are also kind of jumping in where they got like spooky Captain Crunch and
spooky Tony the Tiger, whatever that's called.
Right. And it's basically just Frosted them adding Flakes. Like marshmallows or something to it.
Yeah. Everything's spooky now.
Sounds like, okay. But it was mostly the core stuff. So Doritos, Pepsi, maybe Oreos.
They did make Halloween Oreos this year. It was just orange frosting, but right. We bought some.
Tastes the same. It's just
tastes the same. You just had to have it.
Had to have
them. Had to have them.
what else for promotional stuff for to get into the spooky season? I do also like remember, you know, a little dial back to like commercials and stuff, like them maybe promoting Halloween specials coming up later in, you know, maybe a few weeks or whatever. Make sure you tune in later in the month for, you know, Garfield's Halloween special.
Yeah. Or like the Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin or whatever. Or even the regular shows. Family Matters have an Halloween special. Home Improvement.
Yeah. Well, I definitely remember Home Improvement had one.
Yeah, so that was always cool. And obviously the Simpsons with Treehouse of Horrors. Always look forward to watching that. What are you Googling now?
I'm just looking Halloween promos of the 90s.
Well, we did get, I kind of posted it late. We did get one response on our Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear
it. Check out and see what they said.
What did you say? What did you say?
Springfield, let's hear from you.
So we did post on our Instagram page at the Weekly Warp Pipe. And that was from Retroholics16. So he chimed in and said, I feel like Halloween had some of the best theme/promo items. The McDonald's buckets are amazing, but they also had the theme McNugget toys dressed as the witch, mummy, and Frankenstein, as well as they had the McDonald characters that had costumes as well. My favorite time of the year, for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we touched on that early on there. And yeah, I always remember the commercials with it. I also remember a Dunkin' Donuts commercial that was like Halloween themed. And I think they had like the Munchkins or something. I think almost similar with like being dressed up or spooky.
Hey, look, this is a Halloween certificate from 1975 from McDonald's. I guess it was like similar to that thing you were talking about from Wendy's.
Oh yeah. So they got some pumpkins ghosts on there. And then what do you end up getting? I'm trying to read it. You just get like a soda or
regular
something.
Soft drink. That's it. You get a soda.
Okay.
And it was good from November 1st, 1975 to November 30th, 75. So yeah, you had 1 month to turn it in. And if your parents didn't take you to McDonald's, you were screwed. Oh, look, here's one from 1989 when around the time of Roger Rabbit from McDonald's.
Oh, and they had, yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. Oh, and you get cookies. You get free McDonald's cookies.
Free cookies from Cookie Land. So so I guess that's been around a hot minute then.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, what's that cost them? They're just printing up the... So they're probably banking on, too, maybe like, okay, a bunch of people buy these books and then no one turns it in.
That's another thing they probably were banking on.
So it's like, all right. Let's just print a bunch of these.
Print a ton of them. Trying to see what else I can find.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think. So we got food, fast food, the candies, of course. Do you remember getting any other thing trick-or-treating other than candy and these coupon things?
Maybe a toothbrush.
Let's say pennies. You ever get pennies?
Never got pennies.
I think I had someone was giving out like, you know, 10 cents or 20 cents. Like they put it in a plastic bag and they're like, this thing is way in my my bag now.
You know, I think my kids actually got money from one of our neighbors one time for Halloween.
Was it pennies or was it quarters? Did they up
it? It was like a inflation. It was like a roll of quarters, I think.
Felt like that would have made more sense back in the day because you could have used it for the arcade.
There you go. Man, we're going to have to do one of these for Christmas because I know there was like a lot of Christmas promotions too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Not to deviate. We'll save it for another episode, but I did see Amazon put out a holiday book.
Oh yeah, it showed up at my house.
So I was like, well, okay, this is definitely nostalgic for sure.
I think they give it to you a couple months in advance to give you plenty of time to like look through it.
Oh yeah, get your kids circling what they want. Different holiday. People are set up Christmas. I see I got Christmas trees at Costco already. Still focusing on the Halloween though.
Yeah, Russ, I can't find anything else really. on Google, unfortunately.
I mean, that was kind of like the main thing. So those, you know, we started the episode with the McDonald's buckets, which were such a cool, like, staple item, I think, back, because it was functional. All right. Like, did like the meal came in the bucket.
Yeah. So like,
and then you can use the bucket for Halloween. So it was like a win-win.
Exactly. Reduce pollution and give good nostalgic memories and a functional bucket to get your candy in.
So I wonder, what are those, you think retro buckets going for on eBay?
I don't know, like $20.
McDonald's.
Our neighbors, Nick and Blair, have a bunch and they line them up their stairs on one side.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I randomly did see a McBoo one time at a Goodwill and I stupid me left it there.
Let's see. These are all new ones.
Shame on me. Ooh, look at all those McBoos.
Like these here, 1986.
Yeah.
Look at ones here.
That's what I said. Look at all those McBoos.
Let's see. Yeah, because they have, it says McBoo right on it. And you got your plastic lid.
Yep.
Even the witch, because then she gets a hat because it comes
that's so rad. Look at that witch's hat.
So there's the three classic right there. $32 with the bid so far. I still got a day to go.
That's not bad.
But again, yeah, then this way, you know, you keep whatever in there secure. It's not going to fall out. It looks a lot better.
Way better.
Instead of just getting with these here, they're giving you like sticker sheet. For whatever this sticker sheet is, this could have been a plastic lid.
Exactly. Give us a real freaking lid, McDonald's.
This one even looks like a pumpkin. It's got
One has like the cool little green stem.
Right. It's got
they could give you a multicolored cap on that one, but they won't. Yeah. See, look at that.
Oh, someone made earrings out of it. That's kind of cool.
That's cool. I like that. It's probably on Etsy.
Yeah. I mean, people got a lot of 10 of these, $75 or best offer.
There you go. Get all the McBoos you could want or need.
Say they don't make them like they used to anymore. Unfortunately, not.
Well, I'll just be over here on my lawn shaking my fist until they fix it.
Share your opinion. Be sure to leave a comment. Let us know what you think. Check out our website. We got theweeklywarpipe.com, which you can check out for news, new episodes, merch, all that fun stuff there. We got new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday that come out. So you can catch that, and you could call into the show if you want, 949-682-9277. Leave us a voicemail about future topics. Tell us how we're doing.
Or you can call and complain about Halloween buckets.
There you go. Vent to us.
Vent to us. I'll be your number one supporter.
And shout out to our biggest supporters, top tier Patreons, Dan Nicole, Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Lemongood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, and Retroholic 16. Thank you to all the other Patreons as well. You can sign up to support the show over at patreon.com/RussLyman.
That's Rusty, right.
Rusty Man.
Rusty Man. I love it. Every time I see it, I think Rusty Man.
Because I have the emails, RussLyman81. So a lot of people end up reading it. So, is it Rusty Man 81? I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Close enough.
You're like, sure. You see it how you want to see it.
Well, guys, we appreciate you listening, tuning in, supporting the show. As always, keep your world fun bit by bit. We'll see you next week.
And there's no wrong way to eat the Reese's.